1-800-259-9601. Got to warn you, though, that you probably won't be able to get through right now because all the lines are filled. We're so popular here. So, what shall we do next? Probably talk to the person who had the Monty Python book. And he's standing right here waiting, standing over his cordless phone. Batteries are running down, running up a huge bill with 9X, and it's all our fault. So here he is. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so you had the whole thing in front of you. Now, did you have two voices, or was there somebody with you on it?
No, that was just me.
Ah, so you are the WUSB version of Mike Judge.
Mike Judge, who's that? Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's with Monty Python.
No. That's John Cleese. Mike Judge is the creator of Beavis and Butthead. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, both voices.
Actually, I didn't know if you had gotten there on time. I was going to read something from a play. I was going to start.
Which one?
How that went over, and I'd be like, read from the play each week or something.
Absolutely. Let's see. Well, we did Monty Python. So you know what I'll do? I'll put you on the side. Maybe Jim or somebody like that will give me a call, and I'll keep you, you know, on hand, and we'll do it later in the show. Okay?
I think you know, maybe what would be better for tonight, maybe I could do, like, another short Monty Python sketch and then maybe start the play next week or something.
Sounds good to me. The only trouble, let's see, will I be, yes, I will be on next week. To first 2 weeks in August, somebody else will be filling in. Rob, how about you? You want, yeah, brain damage. Do 4 hours. Okay, you want to do, you're actually going to take calls, or you're going to just play me? Okay. Okay, you just heard it. Rob, will you appear under what name? Okay. Let's see. Nat Goldfarb will take over. So, whatever happened to Nat Goldfarb?
He went west.
Oh, damn. Well, actually, I'm going west, too, so I might meet him there. So, maybe not. Nat Goldfarb might be cruising around California with me, for all I know. Somebody will be taking over brain damage for 2 weeks in August. Okay, what do you got? What else do you have in Monty Python? How about the argument clinic? Is that in the book?
I got that. I was going to do the nudge-nudge scene. You know, the
nudge-nudge? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Do that one. See how well you get down Eric Idle's voice.
And now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Go for it.
I don't, you know how these guys really sound, but I just kind of make it up.
Oh, you can get Monty Python's Flying Circus on videotape. You can rent it even at Blockbuster.
Yeah, I don't really like my voice, but I just kind of sort of do an English accent.
Yes. Okay, we'll try it. See how it goes.
Okay. Nudge, nudge. Hello there. Is your wife a goer? Hey? Hey? Know what I mean? Nudge, 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 nudge. Know what I mean? Say no more. Know what I mean?
I beg your pardon?
Wife, does she, go? Hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, say no more. Yeah, she sometimes goes, yes. I'll bet she does. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge. Sorry, I don't quite follow you. Follow me? Follow me. I like that. That's good. A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat, eh? Are you trying to sell something? Selling. Oh, selling. Very good. Very good. Oh, wicked. Wicked. You're wicked, eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? Nudge, 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 nudge. Hey. No. More. But your wife, is she a sport, eh? She likes sports, yes. I'll bet she does. I'll bet she does. She's very fond of cricket, as a matter of fact. Who isn't, eh? Know what I mean? Likes games, huh? Knew she would. She's been around, eh? Been around? She's traveled. She's from Pearly. Oh! Say no more. Pearly! Eh? Know what I mean? Eh? Say no more! Your wife interested in, photographs? Know what I mean? No, photography. Yes. Nudge, nudge, snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, say no more. Holiday snaps. Could be taken on holidays, could be, yes, swimming costumes, know what I mean? Candid photography, know what I mean? Nudge, nudge. No, no, we don't have a camera. Ow. Still. Whoa. Hey, whoa. Look, are you insinuating something? Oh. No. No. Yes. Well, I mean, you're a man of the world, aren't you? I mean, you've been there, haven't you? I mean, you've been around, eh? What do you mean? Well, I mean, like you've done it. I mean, like, you know, you've slept the lady.
Yes.
What's it like? Yeah, that's it.
And, yeah, that's... And you have Eric Idle's voice down pretty well, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. You really should check it out, the original version. It's, again, available on videotape. Most of the Flying Circus episodes are around. If you live in an area that gets a comedy channel, unfortunately I don't, apparently it is on at some time. And maybe one of the later callers will actually tell us when it's on. It's Comedy Central, I'm sorry.
I mean, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, I used to... It was on, I forgot what channel it was, but it used to be Monty Python's, you know, Flying Circus.
Yes, that was originally on Channel 13.
Yeah.
And they had their run. I guess they lost the rights to it, and MTV had it for a while, and now Comedy Central has it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and they also have, like, some of the sketches, too, in, like, you know, their movies, like, what was that movie, like, they had, it was, like, one of their earlier ones. I can't remember the name, though. Oh, and now for something completely different.
That's it.
Yeah, that was a flick.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are several Monty Python flicks, too. Meaning of Life. Holy Grail is the best, I think. Life of Brian. The Catholics went crazy over that one. Let's see. Well, Meaning of Life, and now for something completely different. Life of Brian. And there was another one, and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay then.
What's your deal? You're not going to be here next week?
I will be here next week. The 2 weeks after that, I will not be.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, what I thought I'd do is like I was going to read from like a play, maybe you know, see how you know. I don't know how it would go over, but I could maybe read from you know a scene each week or something.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, depending on who's well, the fill-in will be aware of it. I will tell the fill-in that you will be doing this. And in order to maintain continuity in the show, you will at the hopefully at the top of the show, or at least when he gets to you in the calls.
Yeah, except to be, I don't know, maybe I could just like read some other stuff like poetry and like wait till you get back or something.
Okay, that's good. And we'll do it starting from the middle of August.
All right, that'll be cool.
Okay, have fun and keep listening.
All right.
Okay, see ya. Brain damage.
Hey Matt, what's up?
Hey, what been expecting you.
Week?
Oh, I was away.
That's cool. Out of state or out of Long Island?
Out of state.
Yeah. That's cool. So you're going to be one more week, and then 2 weeks later you'll...
2 weeks out, then back in indefinitely from there, unless Eric wants to take it over again.
Yeah, he was on in the studio last week.
He was? Who filled in?
I think part was the guy before you with the sound effects.
Yes.
I think, and then a couple of, like, half an hour later was Ken...
Oh, okay. But, so they split it.
But
that's
Eric,
good.
Eric was in the studio. He was like, well, I'm not going to do the show.
What is... I haven't spoken to Eric about this, so I don't know what's going on. So I can't say anything on the record, obviously.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe he will, maybe he won't.
I don't hear him on Brain Damage, but I heard him the other day on W... The other thing he does, the other
yes,
show.
Yes, the other show that he does maintain.
Yeah.
That I do know. Unfortunately, we have a difficult time getting it out here.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard it good.
B.A.I., really?
Yeah, I heard it in the living room.
99.5 FM, folks, if you can get it.
I was just laying down listening, all of a sudden I hear Eric.
Yep.
he's weird.
Yeah, but in a nice way.
He's weird.
But, now, what's he been covering lately on his B.A.I. show?
I just heard something about, I think, I don't even remember, I just heard his voice, and I was like, oh, I already know that voice.
Now, from what I know...
It's talking about O.J. Simpson, I think.
Oh, you got to be kidding. Well, somebody else must have brought it up.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, we spent a lot of time on that, and there isn't much more to say as far as I'm concerned. Although I do wonder about this absolutely, positively, 100% not guilty thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was listening in to the Mike and the Mad Dog show, of all things, a few days ago when Francesa said, how come I don't hear him protesting? How come I don't hear him screaming and yelling that I'm innocent? All of a sudden, next day, sure enough, that's what he's doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The timing was unbelievable. But, so far as I know, they're not syndicated out west. Somebody must have picked up on it and said, you know, how come he isn't doing this stuff?
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know. Everything you hear, everything that you put the TV on, it's O.J. Simpson and all the O.J. Mm-hmm. Simpson jokes.
Oh, please, tell me some.
I only know one I heard on Current Affair. They say, coffee's bad for you, but O.J. will kill you.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's okay.
Yeah, that's all right, I guess. They had other ones, but I didn't hear them. But,
something about O.J. wanting...
See what happens.
Something like O.J. wanting to get at the white meat, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I forgot the whole joke. I'm sure one of the other callers is going to tell me what it is.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're going to have to live with it.
So, can I be parked?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We have to move you because we have to keep the bullpen...
Yeah, no.
...ready.
Just filter out the bad ones.
Right. Okay, let me park you over. Hi, you there?
Yeah.
Stick around.
Right.
Brain damage. Hello? Turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow shit.
You did what? Brain damage.
Hi.
Hello?
I got a song.
You got a song?
Yeah.
You're not Tony Thomas, so there's no guarantee of its quality, but you know the rule.
All right, ready?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you really do, because you suck. Brain damage.
Hello?
Hello.
Might have the next Tony Thomas on your hands here.
No, there's only one. Come up with something different, please.
Hello?
Yes.
Look at me. I don't eat you anymore.
I'm the last one to get the chicken pox, and I'm the better. Brain damage.
Hey, don't matter. It's Mike.
Hey, what's going on?
Please don't.
Well, let's see. The moron decided to put a new twist on his "My name is John" tape. Yeah, decided to make it into a rap, and it still sucks.
I heard that.
Yeah,
the writer still does suck.
Yeah. Well, at least he's trying to be creative.
Yeah, a little different than that just regular old humdrum style of it.
That's true.
So, what else is going on?
Well, not much else. Let's see. OJ is, I think, responding to people questioning why he hasn't said anything up to this point. Let's see what else in the world. We're cleaning up another mess in Africa that we didn't create. Although everybody's probably going to say, you know, it was imperialism from the European and North American powers that caused this crap to begin with. Yeah, in 1870, maybe. Let's see. What other things are going on in the world today? Oh, lots of other things going on in the world today. The Russians don't know how to put together a swimming pool.
Why?
Oh, you didn't hear about this. Oh, the Goodwill Games are going on in St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg, Russia, not St. Petersburg, Florida, which are where they'd probably be better off. They used a filtration system. You know, pools have filters.
Yeah.
It's pioneered in Sweden and uses charcoal. Actually, it's nothing new because there are a lot of pools around here that use charcoal filters. But anyway, the morons dump the charcoal into the pool. Hey, stupid!
That was slick.
Oh, God. It's supposed to go in the filter, you idiots!
No way they're behind.
Oh, God. These people put a scare into the world for 45 years of nuclear weapons and they can't put a swimming pool together?
That's pitiful.
Ugh.
Can I be parked to the side?
Sure. I'll put you together with Jim.
Right.
I'm gonna need you guys later on. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Mike waiting for you. Okay. Okay, guys. Hang out for a while.
Hey.
Okay. Got Jim and Mike hanging out there, and let me put it this way. The reason why I keep these guys around is if there are people who are either very good and very interesting or particularly problematic, I usually use them to either keep them interested in the show or diss them incessantly, depending on the conditions. Brain damage.
From Bayshore, I'm just calling to let everyone know that I am a teleconference junkie. Yes, my name is Matt Mankiewicz, and I am really depressed because I just found out the other day that I am a blazing faggot. Hi, Matt, this is Jim.
Yes.
From Bayshore. What's up with the T-word?
Hey.
Let's
see. We will transfer you to, let's see, where can we really put him? Can we transfer him to university police, maybe? Hey, guess what? I have ultimate power here. What'd you think of that, guys?
We were talking.
Yeah, well, you missed a highlight here. Somebody in a computer-simulated voice decides to put some really nice words in for me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they say?
Oh, I'm not going to repeat it. What, are you kidding?
Oh, I think that was last week, the 2 weeks ago that they called like that.
Somebody did that to me, well, not while I was on.
No, but they called, you know...
Yeah. The guy's a real loser. Well, at least he uses... At least he uses high tech to.
You know, right?
Yeah. Well, while he probably did when he probably got his Radio Shack robotic arm and found out how pleasurable it can be if he used it in certain places, and the high tech bug bit him. What can I say?
Modern age technology.
Well, anyway, let's move on. Hang on, stick around, and I'll get back to you.
Matt.
Yes.
Put too many people on for the feedback.
What feedback?
Oh, in the past, you put a lot of people on.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep that under control as best I can.
All right.
Okay? Now, folks, no T-word going on tonight. These guys are the, the peanut gallery. What can I say? Brain damage.
Matthew, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Mike, man.
Well, I got one mic already on the side, and I got another mic in front of me. That's nice. What's up?
Nothing. My sister wants to talk to you really quick.
Okay.
I don't know if she wants to talk, but I don't know. I'll put her on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. What are you doing?
Hosting a radio show and, trying to make the best of it.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Nothing.
What's going on that I can't see?
I don't know. Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are. Appearing 7 seconds later, but you are on.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Mm-hmm. First time?
Yeah. I didn't know I was on the radio. I thought I was just talking to somebody.
Oh, no. You're on live. Well, sort of live.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. So, enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay.
Your 15 seconds of infamy on brain damage.
All right, thanks.
Okay, have fun. Brain damage.
Yeah, right.
Brain damage.
Hi, I love fruit. Fruit's my friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Does your fruit wear earrings?
What?
Does
yes,
your
dangly ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard Marge Schott, the owner of the Cincinnati Reds, said only fruits wear earrings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
So you got some oranges or bananas with earrings on them?
Bananas, mostly.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you love fruit?
Yeah, I like fruit.
What's your favorite kind?
Oh, my favorite kind of fruit?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough question. Mainly because, something dirty can probably be derived from every fruit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love you, Matt.
And I love you, too.
Do you really?
As far as I possibly could, because I don't know you.
Ah. Are you my friend?
Like I said, as much as I possibly could be, because I don't know you.
Is Fred your friend?
Who's Fred?
Fred.
Who's Fred?
You know, Fred.
Fred?
Yeah, Fred Johnson.
Oh, Fred Flintstone, maybe.
What?
Fred Flintstone, maybe.
Oh. Are you having a good show tonight?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Nope, I don't know either.
What?
I don't know either.
Have fun.
Gotta go. Brain down. Moron. Brain damage.
Yeah, how you doing? How'd you enjoy your week off?
What was that?
How did you enjoy your week off?
Oh, enjoyed it thoroughly.
Enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yes, enjoyed it thoroughly because, you see, a weekend that's totally devoid of stupidity and moronics can be very blissful.
Everybody needs a break every now and then.
Well, yeah, I could definitely stand a permanent break from stupidity.
You're not having fun at this point.
Not really.
You're not?
No.
Let me ask you something.
What?
You watch baseball at all?
Of course I do.
You watch baseball. You know what happened tonight?
Let's see. I was watching the Yankee game. So the Yankee game was pretty uneventful if you consider what they've been doing on this road trip. But what happened in the other games?
No, there was a very big event that happened in the Yankee game tonight.
What?
John Mattingly reached his 2,000 hit milestone.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay, because going into, I believe it was the sixth inning or so,
he
didn't quite have it yet. Did he just get it?
Yeah, he just got it.
Okay, he didn't have it yet, but he finally, great.
Got a standing O in California and everything. They had people from Chaminade High School from Mineola there. I guess they might have imported him there for the 2000, or maybe they were on...
That's nice, but what were they doing out in California?
I have no clue. I don't know, visiting Daffy. I don't know. It could have been a possibility. I called 2 weeks ago for the first time. I enjoy your show very much.
Oh, thanks.
Is it possible to put aside?
Yeah, I'll put you on with Jim and Mike for a little while.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Get a full sampling of what actually goes on behind the scenes of brain damage.
Cool.
Jim, Mike.
Good? Oh, it is Mike. Right.
Yeah. Flattery seems to get certain people somewhere, even with you guys. So maybe he'll flatter you guys enough to actually enjoy the show, because I'm not enjoying it very much right now.
What is it?
Okay, just somebody who likes the show and told me about Mattingly's 2,000th hit, which apparently occurred while I was on my way here.
Oh, really?
Okay. Okay, you're in.
Thanks.
Okay, talk for a while.
All right, thank you.
Brain damage.
It's okay. It's going to be okay. Hey, remember me? Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
Oh,
no, no, no.
What movie is this from?
Oh, God.
Ain't no hard feelings, Carlito.
No.
But I got to think about my future, too.
Okay, now I know where it's from.
You know, it feels that way sometimes, Papi. Come on, let's go. Nah, you stay here.
Carlito's way.
All the stitches in the world can't sew me together again. Lay down. Lay down. Gonna stretch me out in Fernandez funeral home on 9th Street. Always knew I'd make a stop there. But a lot later than a whole gang of people thought. Last of the Mohican. Well, maybe not the last. Gail's gonna be a good mom. New, improved Carlita Brigante.
Well, good morning. How do you do? Lots of surprises are just waiting for you. Find your bark, get ready, get set. Now go, 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 because it's time for more the feeling or the joke.
Hey, wait, now it's time to see what's in my bag of tricks, okay?
Come
on! Okay, this is what you're
Bye.
Linda Blair. Peggy Fleming. Ruth Alenka. Friends are here from your...
Brain damage.
Paul, where's the phone? The wall? The me and Mom's are going to get...
Brain damage.
How you doing? First, Tom, I like to call by yet. Like, remember last week?
I wasn't on last week.
First of all, I think it's disgusting the way, you know, that guy calls and talks about the UFOs.
Why is it so disgusting?
Because, I mean, talking about 24-hour animals, I mean, I think that's sick.
Yeah, right.
I gotta go. Sorry.
Bye. Brain damage.
Yeah, so did you see the Yankee game?
Well, yes, most of it.
Don Mattingly is my favorite player.
That's right. And how about Horace Clark?
Horace Clark is my favorite player.
Rich McKinney?
He's my favorite player.
Sell Reno Sanchez.
Reno Sanchez, he's my favorite player.
Tom Buskey.
Buskey's my friend. He's my favorite player.
Freddie Bean.
Who's Ernie Bean's my favorite player?
Steve Klein.
Steve Klein's my favorite player.
Fritz Peterson.
Fritz Peterson is my favorite player.
Dick Tidrow.
Dick Tidrow is my favorite player.
Chris Chambliss.
Chris Chambliss is my favorite player.
Cecil Upshaw.
Upshaw.
Hey, man, I just mentioned all the players that were traded for each other in 1974. Brain damage.
People like to make me poopy.
That's right. People like to stick 12-gauge shotguns up their butt, too. Bye. Brain damage.
Hey, why don't you read this one, Pee-wee?
Dear Pee-wee, remember me? Move from prison. Your letters have really helped me pass the time. In fact, some of the guys joke with me that you are my girlfriend.
Hold on to this one,
Pee-wee. Hey, never mind.
Do you know where Mr. Bungle is?
Why, no.
Mr. Bungle is somebody who has terrible manners. You know what time it is right now?
Oh, yeah, it's time for my next break.
Mm-hmm. It's time for the show about having bad manners.
Miss Brown said it was time for the children who ate in the cafeteria to go to lunch. She hoped there weren't any Mr. Bungle.
Brain damage.
Hey, Matt, what's happened?
What's going on?
I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard from the guy that had that Indian accent? You know, the guy that was exposed over the air that was faking his accent?
Well, he came back on for a couple of weeks and then kind of went off on his own. Either that or he just doesn't identify himself anymore.
Oh, you know, I was just thinking of past personalities that have been on the show.
Yeah.
That have, you know, since faded away, such as... you know, the Indian guy, Chinese joke man, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, do you have access to the Tripods episodes that Eric once ran on the show?
Oh, yeah. Eric, I believe, has all of them, naturally, because he produced them.
Okay.
I don't think he has ever run them on any shows other than his own. And to be honest with you, it's probably better if that continues. If and when Eric does come back to do this show, you could request it.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if he's listening now, Eric, that's an open request. Even when you do come back to this time slot, bring a Tripod episode with you.
Right. I thought that maybe, perhaps, they might have been, you know, left stored in the studio.
No.
I guess he'd take them with him.
No. Those are his.
Right.
Those he put those together years ago.
Right. I started listening to this show way back when it was on at 10 p.m. That's like way back to 1989, I guess.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
Yeah, but... I also heard Eric's show last week on WBAI,
mm-hmm.
And I think basically the question may have been with another caller before, like what the show was about. I think he does electronics and communication.
Yes, he deals primarily with computer hacking, internet usage, that kind of thing.
Right. Last week he was talking about the new services that AT&T had. And they're developing all these new systems I recorded it. I don't know if you want me to play it. I don't know if you would.
No, that's all right. I can always talk to him about it.
Right, that's cool. So what do you think about all the new construction going on at the campus?
Well, I've only been on the campus pretty much at night, and I do know that part of it, they're finally fixing some of the roads around here, but they have a long way to go. But as far as buildings are concerned, what have they been doing? It's been primarily roads, right?
Yeah, there's, let's see, opposite what used to be known as Stage 12, which is, I think, called Eleanor Roosevelt right now.
Right, I still call it Stage, it's okay.
There's a new road that's not open yet, but they chopped down all these trees. It looks like it's going to lead to the light engineering or the heavy engineering buildings.
Really?
And that's not open yet, but there's another building that looks like it's being built near, the entrance, if you're going to the gym, opposite the mathematics building.
Right.
I don't know what that's going to be, but, you know.
Well, I think that's primarily to improve access to the gym.
I see.
Yeah. Well, when you got what could potentially be a 5,000-seat facility, and you don't have a lot of parking around it, you're going to have to get some good access roads to the larger parking areas.
Right, that's correct. How are you on religions of the world?
Well, I know a couple of things.
Okay, I've got a rough map here. What would be the major religions of the island of Borneo?
Mostly Islam.
That's correct. And also in the middle, I'm looking at a little map here, animism.
Yeah, but that's in the remoter areas, more traditional stuff, pre-Islam stuff. But the Muslims had expanded all the way into Indonesia, didn't go north into Southeast Asia, but Malaysia is primarily Muslim and Indonesia is primarily Muslim.
Right, I've been to the Philippines before.
They got some Muslims there too, but Catholicism is probably strongest.
I've been in the southern section of the Philippines, which is actually close to, you know, the top proportions of Indonesia.
Right.
And I had a bad encounter with a Muslim there who made himself known to me because, you know, obviously I was, an American, you know, and I guess he didn't agree with that, but
right.
I was spared a fight by him. Because one of the people that I was with was able to calm him down and speak in his native language.
Yeah.
But
now,
actually, I found out later that, you know, he was screaming in his dialect that he just wanted to fight anyone and kill anyone. And,
Yeah. Well, what was that down on Mindanao?
That's correct. Yeah.
Southernmost island in the Philippines.
Right. It's called South Cotabato, which is a province of one of the southernmost tips of Mindanao.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the reasons why you know so much, why some people know so much about the Philippines is obviously because it was a huge World War II battleground.
Right.
So, Corregidor, Bataan Peninsula, which is, I believe, on the southern tip of Luzon.
Bataan, yeah, I think
Bataan is on Luzon.
In Luzon.
Yeah, Luzon is the largest island, also the northernmost, and that's where the Japanese invasion of the Philippines came from, and that was their last holdout when they were chased out.
I had been up there. I traveled from when I was in Luzon. I traveled from one portion to another portion up in the north. And I was as I was making my way back, the volcano that erupted in '91.
Pinatubo.
Right, right. Had started to spew all the lava just one day after I had made my way back from that portion of the north. So. I mean, if I was up there when that happened, I would have been stranded and missed my flight, back to the U.S., so
mm-hmm.
It was pretty close.
How are things going over there these days? NPA still strong?
Yeah, New People's Army. They're the major communist group, and they're a problem ever since, especially since the Naval and the Air Force Base have closed down.
Yeah, Clark Air Force Base and Subic Bay Naval Base, the American bases have pulled out.
Right. It's a problem. I was not able to travel in a lot of the portions of the country because the NPA had blocked off part of the roads or didn't make the roads accessible.
Yeah.
And, it's, you know, it is a problem, especially if you're a police chief over there, and
mm-hmm.
especially if you're a tourist, because if you're a tourist, they'll hold you for ransom, and if you're a police chief, they'll just, you know, assassinate you.
Yeah. Well, they, for, well, police chiefs obviously are the first line of defense against them, and tourists have money, which they desperately need because they're obviously not getting it from, you know, from legitimate sources. NPA is an interesting phenomenon because it's one of the few remaining communist insurgencies left in the world, so really. And one of the reasons why they have not been able to really bring them down, or the, why they haven't faded into the woodwork, is because the Aquino administration and Ramos after her really didn't do enough, probably, to alleviate the poverty. Both wanted to get serious land reform going, but never really got off the ground. You know, regimes have been under constant threat of coups. Gregorio Hanasan, we have to thank for that.
Yes, I'm confused how they get their funding, because they used to be funded by Russia, I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's one of the problems. They don't get it from Russia anymore.
Right.
If anything, they would probably get it from China.
Yes, but they still seem to be pretty strong. It seems like they're operating on a shoestring, but they're you know, they're always, you know, they're always doing something, and they never seem to be fading out.
One know? Reason why is because the current government is weak, and NPA, I will bet, although I can't obviously back this up with hard facts, NPA is not just made up of communists anymore. I bet you that the former Marcos people probably have some connection with them, because the enemy of my enemy is my friend, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and Marcos, even though he collected a lot of support from the U.S. and everything like that in some effort to fight them, I'm wondering if he really put that much effort into it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and rather than just
a lot of corruption.
Yeah, he pocketed a lot of that money.
There's my wife is from the country, and I thought about settling over there, like as a retirement, but a little bit leery of it. I'm not sure.
Not for a while yet. That government is still rather iffy, and if NPA can keep going without Soviet support, that should tell you something about the existing government.
Yeah.
And I think China might be behind it. You may have to wait for the Chinese communists to go down before NPA does.
Hey, it's a shame because the country, you know, has really a nice tropical lifestyle.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, first of all, I know a few Filipinos who went to school here at Stony Brook, and obviously servicemen who served there in various times of history, and all of them marvel at it.
Yeah.
Beautiful country.
Just a favor before I go. When you do the ad for the show Destinies, can you do one tonight?
Sure. Which one?
The one Spock's father.
Oh, yes. Mark Leonard. I got it right in front of me here. You want to hear it now?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay. This will come up 7 seconds after I put it on right now. Okay.
All right.
I hope to hear from you next week. We'll talk a little bit more about Southeast Asia because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
Not just sadomasochism in Singapore, but those economies are going to become, we're going to become increasingly dependent on those economies in the next few years, so we better get used to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Right,
and keep an ear open for Mark Leonard.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Brain Damage. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Mark Leonard of Star Trek, Spock's father, but not Leonard Nimoy's. If you're a science fiction fan, logic dictates that you listen to Destinies, the voice of science fiction, every Friday at 11:30 p.m. on 90.1 FM, WUSB, Stony Brook. Live long and prosper.
Okay, there's Mark Leonard of Star Trek, and also Planet of the Apes, but, you know, a few sci-fi fans know that. Not the TV series, the short-lived one that got blown away by Chico and the Man, of all things. Hi there.
Hi. I was wondering if I could sing you a song.
Go for it.
Okay. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Hold on 1 second. Okay, ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high. Hold on.
Don't tell me she forgot the words.
Ready?
Yes.
Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
How I wonder what you are.
Okay.
That good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, see ya. Have fun.
Okay, but can we just talk?
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Well, I have no clue either, so what happens here? What happens now?
What?
I don't know what to talk about either.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay, gotta go.
Okay.
Brain damage.
Matt.
Yes.
Hung up. Did you just hang up on her for no reason?
No, I kind of hung up on her because the conversation wasn't going anywhere.
Stupid. Who is that?
Oh, I don't know. Someone who didn't know the words of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, I guess.
Every time they sang a verse, they had to go laugh.
Oh, you know, yeah, there. I just had to go find the words.
I called before and I let my sister talk and you hung up on her.
Well,
I want him to get in the T word.
Well, you see, it isn't really a T. So, and also, she didn't give me any clue what she wanted to do next. So she said, okay, see ya, that kind of thing.
She was getting bugged out because when I put the radio on,
yeah,
heard herself and it was like different and she got messed up.
Oh, yeah, that happens. That's why I tell people to turn their radio down. Let's see what Jim and Mike are up to. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Anybody else with you?
Yep.
Got three people?
Yep, just three people.
Okay, you want this person?
Who is it?
Hang on. Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
You remember me?
I know you by voice.
It's Mike.
Oh, there's more than one Mike. Hang on. Some other guy named Mike.
Yeah, all right, put him on.
Yeah, put him on.
Okay, he's good?
Yeah.
Okay. You're in.
Thanks, man. What's up, Mike?
Okay. What are we going to use? I'll find a use for them later on. Matter of fact, I'll probably find several. You're on brain damage.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Much. So I heard, what do you think about the show? I heard you were kind of, you were kind of bummed out about it.
Well, yeah, I'm rather bummed out because, let's see, between there are some people around here. I really shouldn't pay too much attention to this, but we've had some legitimate debate over it, that the prank calls add to the aura of the show. Why did they call it brain damage then? Well, I don't know.
You mean some people like it?
Some people apparently like it. And my only problem with them is, okay, you sit in front of a microphone for 2 hours and answer telephone calls. Many of them are insults directed at you. What do you think that's funny?
Yeah, really. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you honestly. I mean, I don't know. I forget when I first called in, but like I think I first heard your show like I don't know maybe a year ago.
Uh huh.
You know, and I heard you were like talking to some girls or something. And I thought it was really cool because you were just kind of like talking about anything. You know, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. You know, I got to get into this.
Yeah, and I continue to do that.
Yeah. And like, I mean, to tell you honestly, I kind of thought that stuff was funny. I mean, because I have kind of a like weird sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
You know, I kind of like that stuff when they call in. But, I mean, if it bums you out, it's sort of like, it makes me think, you know, maybe, you know, if he doesn't like what's going on, I wonder, you know, how could we come up with something else, you know?
Right, exactly.
Format or whatever.
Well, though that's one of the biggest problems. See, that there are some people who start doing the same stuff over and over and over and over again, And it wasn't really that funny the first time, so imagine how much less funny it is the 30th or 40th time. So, I've gotten to the point where I had deliberately taken time off from these shows because I just get so sick of listening to it.
Yeah.
And some people have been complaining to me, brain damage is a real joke with all these idiots calling. Why don't you get rid of them? Said, yeah, right. Go ahead, hunt them down.
Yeah, but you were screening calls for a while. Are you doing that again? Stuff
on and off.
On and off. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, kind of affects me. To hear like it dumbs you out. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is like, I don't know. I've always been like really into like theater and performing and stuff like that. And then when I started, like, listening to radio and, like, hearing what could be done, I mean, I wish that, we could come up with something where, some kind of, like, theatrical communications thing where we have, like, a lot of people on the line.
I am all for it.
Yeah, I'm just sort of running out the mouth, but, I mean, just, like, something where, like, I don't know, somebody has some part of it. And then another part is, like, totally spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when, like, you two used to, like, call the White House and stuff?
Right.
It would be so cool if, like, we could do something like that.
Oh, we've been doing it on and off. I haven't done it lately, but Eric's made an art of it. Oh, you should hear some of the stuff that Eric's done. Actually, during the Gulf War, I did one show. I wasn't doing brain damage at the time. I called Amman, Jordan, some hotel there, because I figured somebody spoke English, and just asked him what was going on outside.
Who's Amman, Jordan? I don't even know.
No, Amman, the capital of Jordan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was the only place in the Middle East I could get to. Israel I couldn't get to. Iraq, obviously, forget it. But that would have been fun if I could have gotten in touch with somebody in Iraq.
Mm.
That would have been great. Somebody at the lobby of a Baghdad hotel. They're bumping the crap out of us. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, wow.
Just like the CNN guys who were hiding under the tables.
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember that?
I don't remember it, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, it was Bernard Shaw, I think, of CNN.
Uh-huh.
He was in Baghdad when the bombing began in the Gulf War. So he was giving a radio description, obviously. He was not talking on a phone. He stayed connected, which is a miracle in itself. And, they're bombing the crap out of this place, and I'm hiding under my table in my hotel room, and we're scared half to death, that kind of thing. Can you imagine what the rest of the city is like?
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah. Nah, but that's always been exciting. It's why Ernest Hemingway was a war correspondent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loved the excitement.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he was, like, really, he, like, had those male juices going all the time.
Oh, definitely. Hey, matter of fact, on AMC the other night, they had a version of Snows of Kilimanjaro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gregory Peck playing the lead role. Pretty good movie. But I always thought what it would be like to actually do some of that stuff, run with the bulls in Pamplona or go. Actually, I wouldn't go big game hunting in Africa. What I would do is go do some big game photography in Africa. Instead of using a gun, use a camera. That would be wild. Get up close enough to a bunch of lions or they're debating whether or not to just, sit in the sun or eat you.
Are you familiar with like the work of like Jane Goodall?
Mm-hmm.
Who used to hang out with the chimps?
That's right.
I mean, when I saw a special on that, right? And oh man, it would be so cool to just like hang out with a bunch of gorillas, and pretty soon you're like hugging them, they're hugging you,
Diane Fossey did that. Gorillas in the Mist, the movie with Sigourney Weaver, was a movie, it was a drama, obviously, but it was based on Diane Fossey's experience with gorillas in Africa. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's on video.
Yeah, I mean, I just read this article on, it was written by Carl Sagan, and it was written in the 70s, and he wrote about how gorillas, really have a communication faculty. They're able to, communicate with, hand signals.
Oh, yeah. There's another person out on the West Coast who has a gorilla named Coco. Very photogenic gorilla. You see pictures of her all over the place. Taught her ASL, American Sign Language, and that's where they found out. They found out that the gorillas had that faculty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, by trying it out on them and stuff?
Trying it out on a gorilla, yeah.
Yeah,
Coco, there's a very famous picture. I think it was originally published in Life magazine. Coco has always had a pet cat. Now, gorillas obviously live longer than cats, so she's had a couple over the years. But Coco hugging a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's so cool to, see that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know.
Yeah, knowing there's another species that's capable of near-human faculties.
Yeah, and the dolphins, too, are
like dolphins, that. Too, exactly.
Dolphins. That would be really cool to, swim with them and stuff.
Another movie, George C. Scott, Day of the Dolphin.
Ah.
Yeah, movies, it's pretty good subject matter for Hollywood, obviously. Like I said, Gorillas in the Mist, Day of the Dolphin are excellent. And then Flipper reruns on Nickelodeon aren't bad. Flipper, Lassie in the Water, that kind of thing. Even Lassie.
I was gonna ask you one thing about this deal with the Yankee Stadium and the whole incident.
Oh yes. Okay, here's what apparently happened. I never got a chance to read the entire New York Magazine article. I'm going to try to grab it sometime between now and later today with the sports section. Apparently, one of the Yankee executives made some not particularly flattering comment about kids playing basketball over in Macomb's Dam Park, which is right next to the stadium. Or Macomb's Dam, I forget how it's pronounced. But anyway, called them something to the effect of monkeys hanging on the rim or something like that, which obviously has some racial implications. Well, he has since resigned his position. He did that today or yesterday, I'm not sure which. And Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition, Hooray for Hymie Town Rainbow Coalition, picketed Yankee Stadium the other day, even though the Yankees are on the road. So that seems to be the extent of it so far, but obviously the New York sports writers, who are dead set against the Yankees moving anywhere, which I'm not particularly for it either, have latched onto this and say it's racial reasons, George Steinbrenner doesn't want to be in a black neighborhood, blah, 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 on and on and on. So that seems to be the theme of the Yankee Stadium argument right now. The important facts that are being overlooked are as follows. Being a Yankee fan, I've been to Yankee Stadium several times. Matter of fact, I've lost count. Dozens. In the past 4 years. Now, one of the biggest problems of getting to Yankee Stadium for a game as a paying customer is the roads. The road access, the Deegan Expressway is in terrible shape. Excuse me. Terrible shape. The two exits that can be used to get to Yankee Stadium are usually backed up for 2 miles an hour before the game. Let's see. Parking, even though they have parking garages, still there's not enough. And you just kept parking further and further away from the stadium. Matter of fact, the stadium has lost parking over the years because the lots have been used for other things. And getting out is a real pain in the neck, especially when you're trying to get back onto the Deegan and you have a bunch of kids walking around with squeegees trying to bum money off you, which is really, really irritating because, you know, the squeegee people are always a nuisance. But you know what the hell else they're carrying if you say no, if you know what I mean. And they know they have you that way, too, because there's no place for you to go when you're backed up in traffic. So accessibility, the perceived danger, the neighborhood itself is not anywhere near as dangerous as people say. The police have said it's not. There hasn't been an incident involving Yankee fans coming out of the stadium in literally years. Maybe one or two vandalism cases, and that's it. The police blotters say that. It looks awful. The neighborhood looks like hell.
Imagine.
Yes. It's dirty. It looks like a run-down part of New York City, and there are several out there. It looks bad, but I don't know how dangerous it actually is. And the road access is terrible. And that is it. The skyboxes, which George probably thinks is primary, are really secondary to the problem. The problem is getting to that damn place. And back in 77 and 78 when they were winning, it was better. It was not as bad getting over there. In the past 15 years, it's deteriorated. The ballpark itself is beautiful. Beautiful place to watch a game. Far better place to watch a game than Shea Stadium, by the way. And once you're there, it's fine. But getting there is such a bitch. Even I've cut back my visits to the stadium.
Don't they have a direct shuttle to Yankee Stadium?
Subway.
A subway or something?
Yeah, but remember, ugly neighborhood. Remember that. You have to remember that little part there. I can go to a day game. Matter of fact, I've done it. Taking the subway, just going up the Lexington Avenue line. But the only trouble with that is you're going through some pretty nasty parts of New York City by doing that, and nobody wants to go anywhere near the subway coming out of a night game. So that's really not a viable alternative in New York City.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, visitors to the city are advised not to take the subway after 8 p.m. Initially, coming out of the stadium, it's probably not so bad, but when you start going your separate ways to whatever part of the city you're from or wherever you get your car parked, it's still a problem.
Yeah.
Now, one argument that sports writers have been making is that the Yankees make no effort to reach out to the neighborhood around them. They are still trying to appeal to the suburban fans. And there's nothing wrong with appealing to the suburban fans, but you can do that and appeal to the local fans at the same time. Nothing's been done for that. It's almost to the point where this guy seems to have proven that the Yankees don't really want black people in the stadium, if you know what I mean.
It's like, I guess, you know, the guy made some reference to, like, monkeys.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I guess sometimes I feel like that racism sort of gets perpetuated by, like, by black people sort of identifying with things like that.
How so?
Like, okay, so someone says, you know, some comment about monkey or, like, watermelon or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that if black people didn't even offer a response to that, sometimes I think it would just go away.
Yeah, but you have to understand, we're not even dealing with racism there. We're dealing with ethnic jokes of various kinds. Every ethnic group in America, in particular in New York, has a stereotype. Okay? You got the watermelon stuff associated traditionally with black people. Hispanics have their own supposed stereotypes, so, which I found even really funny because of the various the Hispanics of New York come from so many different countries, have so many different viewpoints and cultural differences. It's unbelievable. One example: Cubans are all Republicans and Puerto Ricans are all Democrats. Go figure. You got that. You got the Irish. You know the traditional Irishman, redhead, drunk. The Italians, eating lots of pasta and carrying a machine gun in a violin case. Let's see, what else? The Poles. I happen to be Polish. You know, bowling shirts, construction hats, and
being dumb, whatever.
And being not particularly bright, being big. You know, I remember back in the early days of the NFL, a lot of the football players were Polish. Let's see. What other ones? You can go on and on.
See, my only point is that, like, you know how, like, okay, in school, like, when you were in school, there was, like, one kid who would sit behind you and pick on you.
Oh, yeah. In my case, it was five. But
yeah, so they pick on you, but then if you, like, leave them alone, wouldn't they stop doing it? That's my only point.
It takes a long time.
It
takes a long time. And believe it or not, some ethnic groups have even embraced it. Take a look at the logo of Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish logo. A little leprechaun with his fists up. Is that an Irish stereotype or what? I always use that as an example when people complain about Indian names being used for sports teams. Oh, you don't call a team the Birmingham Black Guys or something like that. Blah, blah, blah. What about the Fighting Irish?
Yeah.
Shuts them up immediately.
I don't know. Sometimes I just think that, yeah, I mean, I hear you. Some people have embraced it, but maybe if they did start to embrace it, I mean, it would sort of like people would see that they're not, you know, the people who are trying to bug black people with that would stop doing it because they can see they're not getting through to them anymore.
Exactly. But I think that's worked for the most part. I think there are a lot of people that's actually happened in most cases where it's not considered appropriate to do that anymore. But it was a stupid comment made at a time when people are becoming really sensitive over the issue. Because, let's face it, minorities, blacks and Hispanics in particular, are dominant in that neighborhood. So you can imagine. And also, only a few days before that, some of the sports writers in New York were dropping that hint. So here comes this dumb idiot of Yankee executive, Kraft was his name, and he opens up his big mouth when I'm sure he reads the papers and sees all this stuff going on. The smart thing to do is not say anything like that to give the sports writers ammunition. It was dumb.
Yeah.
I remember Lupica, I think, came out with something like that only a few days before the incident. Only a few days before the New York Magazine article came out. So Lupica was dropping hints of racism weeks ago. I don't like Lupica all that much, but if Lupica's doing it, you better believe there are at least five other guys doing it too. So that's where we stand on the Yankee Stadium issue. And what's even worse, Yankee Stadium's lease, I believe, has about 9 more years in it. And the other problem is Christine Todd Whitman of New Jersey is not going to spend $200 million or so dollars or authorize another bond issue to put a baseball stadium in the Meadowlands. I believe one was voted on a few years back and was shot down. We got to remember, Whitman was elected on the sole purpose of keeping taxes down because Florio hiked them had this huge tax hike, and necessary or not, a lot of New Jerseyans were pissed. So they vote Whitman in. You think Whitman's going to say, okay, let's build a stadium for the Yankees? Forget it.
Yeah. I guess she's only concerned with taxes, right?
Yes, and then in saving money. And then the shills for the Yankees on WABC on the radio, John Sterling and Michael Kay, are saying, oh, Camden Yards is so great. Oh, Jacobs Field is so great. Oh, the ballpark at Arlington is so beautiful. Oh, they sell 4 million tickets a year in Toronto for Sky Dome, as if they have nothing better to do. They are pushing the George Steinbrenner argument like you wouldn't believe it. It's starting to get sickening the way they do it.
Yeah.
Now, answer is, find a way to get to the stupid ballpark and watch this team, because the Mets are better than they were last year, but they're not going to do anything. And this is the first time we've had a team to cheer for in New York since 1986 when the Mets were good. So, come on. Get out there.
Yeah.
The other problem is the Yankees don't have a really magnetic personality like Reggie Jackson. Paul O'Neill saying 380, but you know, you don't hear Paul O'Neill say anything in the papers.
Well, that's just it. I mean, the Yankees have always been controversy, and Reggie was total controversy.
No, the Yankees were controversy in the 1970s. The Yankees were controversial in the previous era, the dynasty, only in that, you know, the Roger Maris thing with the media pressure and everything like that when he was going for the record. 1964, they were controversial, even though they lost the World Series, because Yogi Berra, I think, kicked the harmonica out of Phil Lindsay's mouth. There was a fight on a team bus at one stage of the season. That was about as bad thing as things got in the previous Yankee dynasty. In the 70s, of course, then you had the whole thing. But this is not the same team. This is not the same people. So you don't have superstars who are going to produce no matter who they play for. You have good players who produce the way they do because Buck Showalter pays very close attention to how he places them. It's a different animal.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, during the 1980s, we had Yankee teams that were playing this well at this time of the year, only to roll over and die in August and September. So you can imagine how wary real Yankee fans are. See how the pitching holds up.
Uh-huh.
In 85, Yankees won 97 games. That wasn't enough. 86, the Yankees, I believe, were leading the American League East for most of the season. Then Boston surged, and the Yankee pitching just died. 87, pitching died in August. 88, pitching died in August. 89, they were never in it and haven't been in it up until last year. But last year, pitching died in August. So, there you go.
All right, well, listen. I just wanted to say that I like the show because, I mean, I've called other radio shows and I haven't had much of a good time. I've called FAN, and it's just like they cut you off so quick, and I hate that.
Well, there's one primary reason why the fan does that, because they have, for every caller that gets in, there are 15 others waiting. That's one primary reason. The other reason is that they don't quite get the idea, or either that from experience, the idea just doesn't prevail, that the listeners are the real stars of a call-in show. So the host is supposed to be the personality, in particular the afternoon show, because Mike and the Mad Dog, they think they rule the whole thing, and the callers are secondary. And that's the way they operate things around here. In this show, everybody knows this by now, anybody who's been listening to the show for a long time. I walk in here at 12:02, having absolutely no idea what we're going to be talking about, other than having read the newspaper for today, and the rest just goes on from there.
Well, I mean, I like it, and I mean, I would be interested in, you know, I don't know, working something out with you where, I don't know, we could work on some kind of thing. Like,
you're working on a play, right?
Yeah.
Keep working on that, and we'll do the whole one scene a week, and we'll start from there, the theater of the air, because you gotta remember, that was the original purpose of radio when the medium was first invented, and we'll see how it works. And as that improves and as we refine it, we'll add some more production features to it, and we'll get something really good going, just as Eric did with the Tripod Family, which was introduced back in the 70s on the show known as The Voice of Long Island.
All right, that sounds cool.
Yeah, and we'll see what we can do from there. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Talk to you later.
Keep listening. Brain damage.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
What's up, man?
Not much. What's going on?
I was going to go back on your first caller. You know, about Monty Python?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, in fact, on Comedy Central.
Yeah, unfortunately, most of the Western Suffolk cable carriers don't have it. I think out east, what system do you have?
I get Cablevision of Hop-Hog.
Okay. Hop-Hog, obviously, you have Comedy Central on that. I don't have it on Cablevision of Huntington.
Oh, Huntington.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why. I don't know why one Cablevision branch has it and the other one doesn't, but I don't have it.
Get it Monday through Friday at 2 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, they show almost uncut, you know, it's like...
Well, also, that's really the only way to show it, because Monty Python was originally on the BBC, and the BBC does not have commercials.
You're right.
All, not even state support. Well, sort of state supported. It's really funny over in England, for those of you who are not familiar with the policy, to operate a television, you have to have a license. It's almost as if it's almost like a ham radio license, except you don't have to take a test to get it.
Right.
You pay a fee. I believe it's like $110, something like that, the equivalent thereof, maybe even more, which is rather expensive.
Okay.
But the flip side of it is that that money goes to finance the BBC.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yes, that money finances the BBC, and that way the BBC is able to operate commercial-free, both radio and television.
Believe it or not, you know what I did for Channel 21? I wrote BBC in California and
mm-hmm.
called them.
Yeah.
And told them to put Monty Python back on, you know?
Yeah.
To go. That was like, early 80s or something?
Right.
And even the Carl Sagan series, you know?
Cosmos.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was produced by PBS here.
Well, I bought it anyway.
Yeah.
The collection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ted Turner paid for it.
Yeah.
Have his seven-part series made and shit.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, Cosmos was produced back in, again, late 70s, early 80s by PBS. That's what made Carl Sagan's name. And I remember back then, every comedian had his voice down. Billions and billions of light years away.
What did you think of the comet thing?
Oh, I thought that was rather wild. It was almost, I think, one of the Apollo astronauts, I forget which one it was, it's almost fireworks celebrating the 25th anniversary of the moon landing.
Wasn't that something?
Hmm? That's another thing that's worth talking about.
Yeah, I saw the next part on 13, you know.
Yeah, I was only 4 years old, well, about that. Actually, you know, 3, 4, whatever. When the moon landing occurred, when the first moon landing occurred, obviously I wasn't really into it that much then. Although people told me, "Hey, somebody landed on the moon."
Well, the media was into it. I watched it on TV.
Yeah, but I watched it then. Of course, I don't remember very much of it. The ones I remember vividly were I probably 13 and up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I remember, you know, bits and pieces. Believe it or not, most people, I don't know, I can remember as far back as 3 years old. I can remember 7, you know, the single-digit Apollos, you know, bits and pieces like Walter Cronkite, how he looked then, that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't really follow it until about 14 or 15.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And obviously, by the time 17 rolled around, I knew who the astronauts were, I knew who Gene Cernan was, and all that other stuff. And the rest, of course, was history. Apollo Soyuz was another big thing that happened when I was a kid. And that was the last use of the Apollo system.
Some people can remember when they were in the fetus.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to wonder.
Some people, I don't know.
Yeah, you have to wonder. That's probably some dream they had. Oh, this must be what it was like.
You know,
yeah, right.
There was a talk show, and they were all on there.
Yeah.
They called it an actual disease or something.
What?
I don't know, being born in the fetus, they remembered, you know, or something. They want to stay a baby or something. I don't know. Just on, like, one of the talk shows.
It means your brain, it means God turned your brain on sooner than normal, that's all.
But is it really true?
Whether or not, no way to prove it.
Yeah.
I mean, they do pick up brain waves from fetuses, no question. No way to prove if you remember actually being there.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only reason I was able to remember as far back as 3 is because I was able to read at the time.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of those prodigy kids. Where did I go wrong? Went from being a prodigy at 3 to hosting this show in my late 20s. Come on, folks. That's a real step down, don't you think?
What's the subject? Did you hear about the Elvis Marie Presley marriage?
Oh, yes. Lisa Marie Presley marrying Michael Jackson. Is it true? Did they actually come out with it, or was it still, or is everybody still denying it?
Actually did it. They did it in the Caribbean or something.
They actually did it. Oh, my God.
You had the passports and credentials and signatures to prove it.
Oh, my God.
It was a 15-minute ceremony, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have any members, you know.
No family members at all.
No. The private.
No Priscilla.
No.
No Tito?
No.
I had to get Tito in. Talk about comic relief. Wow. In a way, you can almost expect it, but I don't think it's going to last.
No.
Now, does she have control of her fortune yet?
Yeah, she has control when
yeah.
she turned 21.
Yeah. Okay, not that Michael Jackson needs to marry her for her money.
I don't think he did.
But let me put it this way. Michael Jackson also won the skull of the Elephant Man.
Yeah.
So, or the skeleton of the Elephant Man. So I guess Lisa Marie Presley is something to add to his Neverland estate.
Oh, yeah, right.
Why not? Can't have the real Elvis. Why not just go for the progeny, right?
Yeah, maybe he really liked that aspect of it.
It had everything to do with it. I am absolutely sure of it. Because, let's face it, in his time, and Michael Jackson's time is past, let's face it, also. In the 1980s, Michael Jackson was every bit as big, if not possibly bigger, than Elvis was in the 50s.
No, the boy thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that was pretty much spelled the end of the Michael Jackson era.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever going to be able, he's ever going to match the stature he had in the 80s.
Oh, that's right, man.
Not even close.
No. Maybe that's why he did it, too, you know, to come back in the limelight.
Yeah. But you're trying to unite Elvis and Jacko, as the British call him, and now the American tabloids have picked up on. And that, I'm sure, influenced the decision.
Huh?
The novelty.
Yeah, right.
The novelty of it all. The big name from the 50s and the big name from the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Big deal. Okay, then. It's been, I have to move on, and I have to get insulted and abused for a few more callers, and we'll continue.
All right, man.
Okay, thanks a lot for listening. Keep on going. Brain damage.
Yeah, hi. My name is John.
Went back to the old one. Brain damage.
Jacko is a fruit.
Does he wear earrings?
I don't know. Python on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
It has commercials.
Well, Python, well, obviously it would, but the original versions of Python did not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Channel 21 and 13.
Right. They didn't, and obviously the original BBC versions didn't. But that's to be expected because Comedy Central is a commercial channel.
Right.
But go on.
I just ordered every episode of The Little Rascals, so Bill Cosby, eat your heart out.
Oh, Little Rascals, too. Little Rascals was one thing. You know, Channel 11 used to carry all that stuff.
Remember, what was the cop's name? Officer Joe Bolton.
Yeah.
And the other guy, the sea captain.
Mm-hmm.
Jack McCarthy.
Yes, Captain Jack McCarthy.
Right.
Yes. You know, I missed him at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Two bells. He was probably in the Barney Stone getting hammered.
Irish stereotype. Anyway, Captain Jack McCarthy, that's right. He used to have, I believe it started, what time in the morning did it start? It started at 11?
11, right.
11, on Channel 11. And obviously it was meant for really young kids because the older kids were in school.
Right.
And obviously if I remember it, I was really young back then. And, yeah, I remember him. And then after that, after he kind of retired from doing the daily stuff, he would come back every year and run the St. Patrick's Day parade broadcast. Channel 11 was a definitive St. Patrick's Day parade broadcast.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think they're the only ones who carried the whole thing, and still do.
Yep.
He was it. Jack McCarthy was the man for that one, too. And he'd always come up with these great New York Irish stories over the past 150 years that the Irish have had any influence in New York. And it's a tradition. And he's getting up in age. I guess he was a bit too infirm to do it this year.
No, he didn't do it this year.
He did not do it this year, and he was missed.
Mm-hmm.
And, there were some other ones. Yankee games... And whenever, right afterward, it was always, we now join Abbott and Costello, already in progress.
Right.
Yes, and when there was a rain out, it was straight Abbott. They put on Abbott and Costello movie. Or when baseball was out of season.
Boy.
Hmm? East Side Comedy, the Bowery Boys, after Wonderama on Sunday mornings.
Bob McAllister,
that's right. They have something called Wienerville on Nickelodeon now in the afternoon that my niece watches. She's 9 years old. And I keep telling her, God, you missed out on Wonderama.
Mm, for sure.
Other great children's shows. I lived in New Jersey for a little while when I was a kid. So I used to pick up stations from Philadelphia.
Right.
And there was a fellow named Wee Willie Weber, who was anything but Wee. He was, he was a full-grown adult. Anyway, it was the Colorful Cartoon Club. This was back in the days when the afternoon cartoons had somebody in between introducing them.
Right.
And that was his job. And they brought in some of Gerry Anderson's stuff. Mm-hmm. You know who Gerry Anderson is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Space 1999, UFO.
99 UFO.
No. Space 1999, you remember that series?
Anyway. Yeah. That sci-fi thing.
Yeah. Well, that was done with real live people. He, in the 60s, he played with something called Super Marionation, which was marionettes, puppets.
The Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds, which Channel 5 is bringing back. That was one of them. There were two others. Captain Scarlet and Joe 90, which I don't think ever aired here. But you can get the tapes in, really... really good video stores. You won't find it at Blockbuster. You'll find it some places in the city. But I used to watch Captain Scarlet all the time.
That was a violent show, too.
I said it. Oops, sorry. The stuff you could do with marionettes, you could blow them up and do some really dramatic stuff with them.
Yeah, I remember they would get murdered and stuff.
Get shot. I remember they used to the introduction to the show was a shadow, and you hear footsteps. And then all of a sudden you'd see Captain Scarlet, who was Captain Scarlet because he wore red,
mm-hmm.
pull up a gun, bang, boom. Shoot, as a viewer approaching him, and he shot you.
That's why we're so warped. From watching shows like that.
Oh, God. And then there was another one. Ultraman was another one.
I remember that.
Yes. Let me put it this way. Power Rangers with brains.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There was actually some plot to the shows, but it was a Japanese show. It was a half-hour Godzilla show, essentially.
Right.
But it was this one guy, not five, who would morph into Ultraman, who was as big as Godzilla and fought animals like Godzilla.
Hmm.
And there was actually some slightly more sophisticated plot, because obviously they weren't out to sell toys. And that was one of the original concepts that led to this mightily moronic Power Ranger stuff.
So did you remember the one where you could draw on a TV screen?
Winky Dink and you?
That was it, Winky.
That was before my time.
Yep. How about, what was I going to say? You were saying something about the Yankees playing in Yankee Stadium in 77?
Yes.
During Shea, weren't they?
No. 75 and 76. No, 74 and 75. They were in Shea. Okay, 73 was the last year in the old stadium. 74 and 75, they were in Shea. They came back in 76.
Okay. Now, to get back what we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
I remember Soupy Sales when he was asking
kids for money. By the way, folks.
You remember that?
Yeah. Send whatever money you can to Matt Mankiewicz at WUSB and make it worth my while for staying here.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, that's actually going to happen. If I do it, it would come across as a big joke because most of the people listening, what, send him money? Are you kidding?
Try anyway.
Yeah.
So, what else is new?
Actually, we've pretty much been talking about stuff that's old.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
but how much of this stuff that's going on TV now, especially on the children's level, is just reruns of stuff we were watching in the 60s and 70s?
Well, kids' shows today are lame.
Oh, they're bad.
Yeah.
I am at the point where I'm going to go into a video shop in the city, pick up some of these old shows, and show them to my 9-year-old niece and say, there's nothing new under the sun, kid.
The Little Rascals, there's nothing beats that.
Like I said, Little Rascals, Abbott and Costello. What other ones? What I'd really like to get a hold of?
What?
How about the Beatles cartoons? Not talking about the Yellow Submarine movie. I'm talking about Beatles cartoons, the little shorts they had. I don't know if Hanna-Barbera made them.
MTV was showing them.
They were. Oh, I would love to get those.
It's either MTV or VH1.
Yeah.
The
Beatles cartoons, guys. That's right. They similar to what Hanna-Barbera did with Snagglepuss and whoever else, they had the Beatles.
The thing that I remember the most back then, for a current event back then, was when RFK got shot.
Yes.
All through the day, it was like, is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house?
Mm-hmm.
I vividly remember that.
Yes, that was in May of 68, I believe. Who got shot first, King or Kennedy? No, it was King, because Kennedy went to his funeral, right?
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kennedy got shot a month later.
Right.
68.
Bad year.
Yeah. Tet Offensive. Chicago 7. The whole, folks, those of you who are not familiar with this, how about this for an intelligent cheer? During the 68 Democratic Convention, there was a lot of protesting going on because, obviously, the Democrats were in power and Vietnam was ripping the country apart, so guess who got blamed? Naturally. So, even though those who know their history know it was pretty much bipartisan, our participation in there. Now, what was going on was Mayor Daley decided to break up the protests. So he brought his thugs out, cops. Pigs. That's when they start calling cops pigs, by the way, right around that time. But as this was going on, people were yelling in the streets, the whole world is watching, the whole world is watching. And sure enough, they were, because the TV networks are broadcasting this, and obviously the whole world, the broadcast networks like BBC and all the other ones, were picking up the feeds from the American networks, and this was going out around the world.
You ever see that film, Medium Pool?
No, and I'm dying to.
It's weird. It's about that.
It's about the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
The medium is the message.
Right.
Marshall McLuhan. We're pretty wild stuff, and we're on the eve of Woodstock 94.
Right.
Which is...
The bands are lame compared to Hendrix and
That I'm not going to get into, because it's a different era. You're going to have different bands. But I'm not expressing a preference one over the other either, even though I have the original Woodstock albums, and I've been listening to them since I was 4 years old.
Hendrix blows them all away.
That's right. I was listening to Hendrix when I was 4 years old. That also explains why I ended up here. But that's another story. Woodstock 94 cannot possibly be Woodstock 1969.
Right.
One reason why is because Woodstock 69 was not supposed to be Woodstock 69. It was not planned the way it turned out. It just happened.
It was backed up to...
It happened.
The Bronx. But, yeah.
And it's not going to be the same when you see Pepsi advertisements and, let's see, what other yuppie companies are advertising at Woodstock? $115 a ticket?
$135.
Okay, put that in $1969. We'll assume that the CPI tripled since then. Okay, that's $35 in $1969, and $35 was not a little small piece of change back then.
Two stages, so you can't see every band.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way they're going to try. It's appropriate, entirely appropriate to have some sort of celebration on the 25th anniversary of the first one. But to try to plug it as a new Woodstock, another one just like the original, there's no way. It can't happen.
That corporate money-making scheme.
Well, it's a corporate money-making scheme, number one. And number two, who's it going to attract? Is it going to attract people who may not have even been born in many cases, or very small, as in my case, when the first one happened, who in most cases don't have the $135 a ticket to throw into this, or is it going to attract all the people who wanted to be there then and couldn't make it, and who are now in their 40s and 50s?
You can't even bring booze.
That's another... Oh, come on! Not being able to bring booze to Woodstock?
What a joke.
Are they kidding? What are they smoking there? Obviously nothing they had at Woodstock, that's for sure.
Can't even bring a camera.
Then they must really be smoking stuff.
Oh, it's bad. I wouldn't want to have anything to do.
Oh, check this out. Last weekend when I was away, I was going down on I-95 going south, through Jersey and Delaware. And, apparently there was a Grateful Dead concert at RFK Stadium.
Anytime
the Grateful Dead plays, it's more like Woodstock. As a matter of fact, folks, go see an open air Dead concert, not necessarily arena concert. It's okay, but open-air Dead concerts are better. Go check one of those out, and you'll see what Woodstock was really like. But anyway, the preferred method of transportation for Deadheads is the various versions of the Volkswagen, what was once known as a Volkswagen microbus, which then just became the bus, which then became the Vanagon. You know what I mean.
You know, with the point in the front.
Yeah. And the ones with the point in the front are truly classic.
Yeah.
But, and they're also hard to find. With good reason, because of the ones I saw going down there, maybe five of them were laid up on the side of the road.
Broken down?
Broken down.
Too bad.
They haven't made any new ones lately, so...
don't make those anymore,
no. No, they don't even make them in Europe. They don't even sell them in Europe anymore. They're done.
I remember as a kid in the woods, there was a broken down one. This was back in the 70s.
Yeah.
What's that guy, the Easy Rider guy, or...
Which one, Peter Fonda or Jack Nicholson or Dennis Hopper?
Paper Logo.
Oh.
I forget the name.
That's another movie. That's another classic movie of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Easy Rider.
Oh, definitely.
And five easy pieces of a segment of which I play every now and then.
I saw True Romance today.
Mm-hmm.
Were in it.
Yeah. Well, who was in it?
Dennis Hopper.
Oh.
He's still going strong.
Yeah. Ageless. The man is ageless.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, everybody knows him from the Nike commercials at Screwball Referee, but that's Dennis Hopper. Okay. That's really him, guys.
The man's a legend.
No movie, Flashback, where Kiefer Sutherland it was a kid. Kid who becomes an FBI agent after being raised as a hippie, and Dennis Hopper, the fugitive hippie that Kiefer Sutherland has to bust.
Right.
It's a great movie. Get it on video. I mean, you've probably seen it, I'm sure. But those of you who haven't, it's pretty cool.
Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's great in that. He's the ultimate psychopath.
Yeah, next to Nicholson.
I think he's better.
You think he's sicker than Nicholson?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. It's a good argument.
He's almost like Manson, Hopper.
Oh, God. talk about sick. How about the Manson T-shirts?
Oh, yeah. Charlie don't surf, right?
Yeah. Folks, you obviously were not around for what he and his friends did. That would have been unheard of back in 1969,
1970. Well, that case is still, you know, in people's heads. Bugliosi, the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the guy ever talks about still.
Well, he made his name.
Well, he made a lot of money off it, too.
That, too. But obvious that people's memories have eroded because, you see, Manson is, oh, it's that sicko who's in jail for the rest of his life. Hey, guys, do you know what he did to get there?
Sure. Read Helter Skelter.
Yeah. I mean, they should have another printing of that just to get rid of the guys with the T-shirts.
Well, those guys are, they were... homeless people.
They're making Manson T-shirts.
They started out as homeless people, and they did that, and they started making money off it.
Yeah, Manson's probably saying, "Where's my cut?"
I think he is getting a cut of it.
Yeah.
The Son of Sam was gone. Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Like the serial killer trading cards. But it's true. Anybody who's wearing if you see somebody wearing a Manson T-shirt, chances are the person is probably under the age of 18. Okay? Wasn't even born when the stuff happened. So all he sees is this sicko-looking guy who's been in jail for 25 years.
Well, that guy, Axl Rose, wears it, so they idolize.
Axl Rose is the biggest jerk in the history of music. And he's got tough acts to follow, too.
Such a lame... That band is so lame.
The band sucks, okay? Excuse me.
To do a cover version of any song, why would you do Paul McCartney's Live and Let Die?
Yeah, come on. That was a... McCartney himself would admit, that was something I wrote up for Cubby Broccoli in a Bond film, you know?
It's such a lame song.
Yeah, come up with something better than McCartney did. Or do something from Lennon. Provided, of course, you can buy it off Yoko.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is probably the problem. McCartney is probably much more liberal with the rights.
Well, he saw the rights.
Or Jackson. Or Michael was probably much more liberal with the rights, I should say.
Yeah.
But, it goes on and on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and also the women of Axl Rose's women, you gotta wonder. One of them I can understand, okay? Okay, didn't know what she was getting into and got out of it before he got really bad.
He was married to Ricky Nelson's daughter or something.
The second one, what? Tracy Nelson? Nah.
One of the Nelsons, something like that.
Nah.
First one. The very first one.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that one. But Stephanie Seymour, the Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Said, woman, you are an idiot.
Well,
okay. Yeah, can't you... Hey, didn't word get out that this guy was a psycho and, you know, like to beat people up? Or do you enjoy that kind of thing?
Yeah.
The first one I could understand. Okay, didn't know what she was getting into. The second one. Man, that guy should be... No woman should ever go near that guy for as long as he lives.
Henry Rollins should go kick his ass.
Believe me, Henry Rollins has probably wanted to for a long time, but probably thinks he's a waste.
Really?
I'm sure. I am sure. Okay, it's been nice talking to you.
Take it easy.
Yeah, got a couple other callers waiting.
Okay.
Okay, folks, 145 on brain damage. Yeah, I killed a lot of time, but tough. Brain damage.
Yeah, hi. My name is John.
That's really... why. Brain damage.
And you're calling your name up.
Okay. Let's see. The lines are now empty. That means either A, the twits have given up, which is what I'm praying for, or B, you guys got bored by all this 1960s talk, which I don't really care. Brain damage.
Yeah, hi. My name is John.
And you like to sit on 12-gauge shotguns and pull the trigger, right? That's right, yeah. You have no intestines left because you get off on birdshot. Brain damage.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm calling about, like, the music you play. I've been calling, like, nonstop with some of the music I want to hear on this channel.
Like what?
Fish, Dream Theater, Rush, like old Rush, Early Primus.
Okay. Well, first of all, this isn't a music show, so I really can't help you right now. But Early Primus I know we have. Fish I know we have. Dream Theater I know we have. One reason possibly why you may not hear certain bands on WUSB, not necessarily because the DJs don't like them, but because the CDs might not be readily available in the studio.
Well, New Fish is available. It's
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about stuff that either gets lost, misfiled, stolen. That might be the reason. Because I've had many cases where I've had requests, even stuff I wanted to hear, I just couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
So keep plugging. And anything else did you have? What about the general outlook on music at USB? I'm always interested in this.
It's getting better.
Thank you.
The quality
really?
Of music's getting better, so it's inevitable that you come across better music on the station.
Oh, you mean the quality of music in general is getting better, so we're going to play better music, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, even the crappy bands are getting good musicians, like even Poison. I hate them. They're refried pop 80s band that shouldn't be living anymore, but any great musicians, they just got a new guitarist by the name of Blue Saraceno, who's one of the most incredible guitarists I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that they've gone through so many good musicians, except like their first guitarist, which was horrible. I can't believe that they even wanted them. But they're getting better musicians, and that just says something about the integrity of musicians.
Yeah. What about the quality? Well, yeah, pay them enough money, they'll play for anybody. But what about the quality of the station in general?
It's, I flip on now and again, and I hear some good music, but occasionally I do call in and request and stuff.
Okay. Well, that's primarily the reason why you may not get the stuff you request. It's not necessarily because the DJ say, oh, I don't like that or something like that. Chances are, it's not readily available to them.
How do I get to be a DJ?
Oh, how do you get to? Well, first of all, you got to do it in September.
September?
Yeah, call up the station, this number, during the day, and you'll be directed probably to the general manager, and the general manager, his name is Norm Pruslin, will direct you as to what days to come in for special meetings. Got to go through training for a semester, then he's got to do things like babysit tapes on the air, engineering shifts and stuff like that, and once you've been in here for a few months, then they'll probably put you on an air shift.
That's cool.
Yeah, when you'll have a chance to play whatever you like. But that's usually how the system works here at USB. It's usually about two semesters before you get on full time.
That's it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, bye. Brain damage.
Here we come. Downtown mystery.
At least he's sticking to the theme.
Keeps every monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Dad, I know the words. I don't know this verse, though. This was never on the TV show. He obviously has the album. Hey. Brain damage. Huh?
People like to make.
The way, hey, 90.1. There was no good music to be heard around. The way, hey, 90.1. Then one day I turned on the dial. The way, hey, 90.1. There I found music to make me smile. The way, hey, 90.1. I waited for a legal ID. The way, hey, 90.1.
90.1.
The DJ said WUSB.
Way Hey 90.1.
They start each day with the rising sun.
Way Hey 90.1.
Don't ever finish till after day is done.
Way Hey 90.1.
So if you want good music to hear.
Way Hey 90.1.
There's a station in Stony Brook you ought to hear.
Way Hey 90.1.
So if you like the sounds, do take a look.
Way Hey 90.1.
At WUSB Stony Brook.
Hey, 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 hey.
May have seen him around.
Wire 20,000 Americans being killed every year, Tony?
Because the district attorneys are selling your blood, man.
I don't understand
that. When you go to court, they need a conviction. They need criminals, man. They need people to lock up in cages. If they didn't have people to lock up in cages, man, they wouldn't be able to sell more fear to the public. And they sell more fear to the public, and all the old women, they love to buy that fear. They just lay back and watch that fear and read them detective magazines.
What makes the knife, the shooter shoot?
Society, the reflections of the child.
But what about the responsibility of the person who's doing it?
What person is doing it?
Susan Atkins.
Susan Atkins is only doing what the society raised her up to do.
Wasn't she only doing what you raised her?
No. Come on. You set a baby in the cradle. You go, big ass, black, and black, and skin, black, and bottle, and fan, and marry, and bottle, and you just no more, he's no more younger or older than I am. He's just a baby in the cradle. You tell him, baby, won't you light my fire? Baby, won't you light my fire? And then the kid grows up, and what's he start doing? He starts lighting fires. He said, no good kid, fire bug. Throw him in reform school.
You can't put the issue off on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault. It won't keep...
Murder, Charlie.
It won't keep... Okay, I killed everybody since day one. I've murdered them all. I'm God and I've killed everybody. Now what?
You know, where I come from, the guys with guts, they do it themselves.
Come on, man. What if I just jumped on you and beat the dog shit out of you? Would that make you feel any bigger?
I'll let that slide.
Yeah, you're a dreamer. I got dealt the hand, hippie cult leader. A hill is a hippie cult leader. Wait, you want to be a hippie cult leader? Hippie cult leader, all right. Here's your family card. Oh, I'm the family, uh-huh. All right, I got the family card, hippie cult leader. Mass murderer. Oh, mass murder. 9 dead bodies. Now I got this hand. Now, how would you play it? How would you play it? How would you play this hand here?
Thank you. Thank you ever so much. That, folks, was Charles Manson. That was one of the... A handful of interviews he's given since he's been incarcerated. I didn't catch the voice of that interviewer. I do remember one that Tom Snyder did about 16 or 17 years ago when he was hosting the Tomorrow Show, which was later taken over, the slot for which was taken over by Letterman back in 1982. But that was Manson. And I'm not going to comment about it. I'll just let him speak for himself. Brain damage.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
I got an O.J. Simpson joke for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Where's Nicole Simpson go for that Halloween?
Where?
A Pez dispenser.
Ooh. Brain damage.
Hi, my name is John.
Brain damage.
Depressed. You know, I just found out the other day that my
father... Hey, this is a different guy.
Is homosexual. Yeah, my name is John, and I really do need help.
Yeah, hi.
My name is John, and I'm really depressed. You know, I just found out the other day that my father is homosexual.
It's the same.
Oh, you have two lines?
Yeah,
I bet you the reason why this guy retreats behind this tape is because he's so ugly, it looks like his neck threw up.
I hate you.
Yeah, I hate you too. The tape ran out. Incredible. Is that all you have to say, moron?
No.
Brain damage.
Hey,
Brain damage.
Hi, my name is John. I'm really...
Three lines. Oh, God, this guy must be using his father's office. That's right. Oh, let's see. Brain damage.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. My name is John.
Brain damage.
My name is John. I'm really depressed.
Hey, why don't you go kill yourself then? Brain damage.
I just found out the other day that my father is homosexual. I don't know what to...
Brain damage.
Yeah, hi. My name is John.
Hi, folks.
Hey, John.
So, the twit has multiple phone lines.
Oh,
and it's, now I got three of them coming on exactly the same time. Hang on, folks. Let's see what happens. Keep an ear open to the radio. At least he's using some kind of intelligence. Brain damage.
Also,
your brother's left.
Yeah.
So it's been you and your dad behind.
Yep. He's moved further up onto the tape to see if I remembered it. Yep. Brain damage.
Every time I see him, he's always depressed.
Yep. Brain damage.
Yeah. Hi. My name is John, and I'm really...
Either that or he distributed it to a whole bunch of his friends, as if he has any. At this rate. Let's see. What kind of insults can we come up with for this guy? Let's see. Is he worth it? Brain damage.
Yeah, hi.
Brain damage?
Hello?
Hello? Are you a human being?
Yeah, and I just felt so bad for him, I just had to call, even though I have nothing to say, just to save him, I guess.
Oh, God. Or were you just trying to save the rest of us who have to sit through this crap?
I don't know. That guy's a complete moron. What the hell's wrong with him?
Well,
we do that?
He has his personal vendetta against this show, and he's trying to come up with intelligent ways to use the same tape over and over again because he's too stupid to create anything else. And one important thing that he fails to realize is that the person on this side of the mic has the ultimate power.
Wait, you know what's really weird?
What?
I hear you, like, 2 seconds after you speak on my radio.
Oh, yeah, that's called a delay.
Why is it doing that?
Because the original purpose is to keep morons like that guy off the, you know, off the air. But I actually let this guy get through just to let the rest of the world know how stupid he is.
Okay, all right. So what are you going to do when he calls back? Can't you, like, do something? Isn't that some kind of harassment?
Well, yeah, I actually could. I actually could call in the FCC or maybe the local police. They can put a tracer on the line. They can trace his butt down, hunt him down, and possibly impose a fine on him.
Yeah, but then his dad's office will get in trouble or whatever.
No, the number, well, obviously, once you have a number, that just tells you where to look. The individual, obviously, we know is a teenager who has absolutely no life on Saturday night and has nothing else to do but harass the people who listen to the show. Remember, he's not necessarily just harassing me, even though he probably hates my guts because I diss him all the time. He's also doing a job on the rest of us, too. I have to sit through the crap.
Why wouldn't you diss him, though?
Huh?
What reason is he giving you not to diss him?
That's a good question. The guy constantly comes back. I diss him. He comes back again. I diss him.
And if he called up and was like, okay, I had a mental moment. I'm sorry, you know.
Well, this is probably one of the longest mental lapses I've seen come from anybody.
That's true. I don't know about him. I'm starting to...
Well,
about his lifestyle.
Well,
I don't know.
Do you know any good insults to direct at him? You see,
he's a moron. I don't know what else there is to it.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm not the only one who thinks he's a jerk.
I like turn on the radio, and it's like 5 minutes straight. All I hear is this idiot on the phone.
Yeah, playing the same tape over and over again. Then he tries to edit it together into some kind of a rap thing. And tries to sneak it by. And then it finally admits it's the same person, and he's just using multiple lines. Then he does it with an echo effect. He really gets off on this one little tape. You know what he's probably doing? He's probably ejaculating into a plastic bag right now, and, if you ask him what he's doing, he's probably just packing his lunch for tomorrow.
I'd have to agree. He is one sick little puppy.
Yes, he is. Okay, thanks for calling. It's 2 o'clock.
All right, then.
Gotta go. Okay, got two lines ringing. Let's see what's on them. Hello?
My name is John, and I'm really depressed. You know,
brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Waldo.
Who?
My name is Waldo.
Waldo.
I've trapped myself inside my reclinable chair.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yes. How do you know that the boy isn't ejaculating into a paper bag?
Paper bag?
Yes.
Well, you see, I figure it would be a plastic bag because he wants to get the most out of his lunch as possible.
How would you know that?
Nah, I guess not. I guess it was just a wild guess. Maybe it is a paperback.
I just caught you. Just made a mistake.
Sorry. Brain damage.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you see any tennis today?
No, I didn't. Been concentrating on baseball.
I was watching good pool games.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, the ones at the dirty pool. Okay.
Yeah. It was funny.
The dirty pool part.
Yeah, you see people in them.
Oh, that was really funny. Apparently the water's clean, just the bottom looks bad.
People
but,
look dirty, too.
Well, I guess they would be.
Yeah. So what are you talking about now?
I'm about to go off the air.
Why?
Because the next show is about to come up.
Who's that?
Gary.
Gary? What does he do?
Lots and lots of music.
That's it?
That's it. Maybe he'll talk to you on the side.
It rained a lot today.
Yeah, I know.
I got wet. I didn't wear shoes and my socks got soaking wet.
Why?
Because I thought it would be nice out. And
so
I
you
went
just...
in my car and I spit all over. And then I got out and I got wet socks.
Horrible. Okay, gotta go.
Bye-bye, Mommy.
Brain damage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wrong number. Sorry.
No. Brain damage?
My name is John, and I really do need help. You see, I just found out the other day that my father...
That I can't get 12-gauge shotgun shells to stick in my gun,
really
so I can't sit on them. That's right. Okay, he got the last call in, but he didn't get the last word in. Folks, the only way to put this twit back in his place is to keep calling and keep clogging up the lines. That's right. It's 203. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. And I am out of here.
You broke the law. No more.
See y'all.
It's